This is TWiT.
On Thursday, the FCC voted along party lines 3-2 to adopt Title II regulation. They declared broadband companies to be telecommunications companies. They say we have a 300-page document. One of these days we're going to show you.
We'll let you read it someday.
We'll let you read it. That will be the rules. They had a second vote, which I think was in some ways equally important and maybe shows that their hearts are in the right place, saying that they were going to restrict the abilities of state legislatures to prevent municipal internet access. Towns like Chattanooga have really done a great job of providing gigabit internet access to their residents. 20 state legislatures at the behest under the lobbying of the telecom companies have made laws prohibiting that. The FCC says we're going to re-regulate those out of existence, and we're going to give, because I think we all agree, Jerry, you I'm sure agree, the best way to solve this is with real competition. It's just something we don't have right now. There are only, for 86% of the Americans, two choices, your phone company or your cable company for high-speed internet.
But at least that's two choices.
Well, it's more
right
than one.
Now, with Title II, you understand Title II is a 1920.
It was written before you were born. Act. That's how old it is, ladies and gentlemen.
From copper telephone days, when copper was expensive to run. Now, it gives them a right to, among other things, forbid content. Well, why do you? It used to be there's a federal crime about cursing over the telephone. They don't enforce it anymore. They've said, well, we have all these rights now to regulate and to set prices and to license websites.
Well, you they have said have that we would have the power to do that.
Go to the FCC.
They've said they no. will not inf- they
are
will
saying
use
we're
forbearance.
Not going to do that.
Right.
You understand we won't do it. We just have the power to do it. Isn't that nice? Now, one thing I can assure you, regulators like to regulate. And if they can regulate something, they will regulate something. Now, exactly what problem is this giving them title to? Would you want Ma Bell back again to run the internet?
Well, isn't
because
that what we
what
have?
You've got now.
Right. We have Ma Bell and Comcast running the internet, Jerry. And by the way, they are solving a problem. Comcast and Verizon put the screws to Netflix, saying if you would like to reach our customers, you're going to have to give us more money.
Yes. Look, if I'm... excuse me. If I do nothing but download movies all day, and you do nothing but just ordinary communication with people, should we pay the same rate?
This is one of the things that I Ben Thompson, who's been on this show from Stratechery, said is he likes this ruling, but he says it will lead to metered access where you pay for more bandwidth, which is probably the right thing to do, but that's where this will probably lead.
What you don't want, though, is a cable-like situation where, and I think this, see, my feeling is that Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, quite rightly, are acting as a business. They're attempting to maximize profit for their shareholders. And, of course, the best way to do that would be to charge for access to internet providers, people like TWiT. We are a content creator. I can see them coming to me and saying, you know, our customers are watching a lot of TWiT. You better start paying us if you want a decent performance. This would prevent that. Now, maybe we will have to change how we think about pricing.
Leo, the president of AT&T a long time ago said that you're using my pipes and they're going to have to pay for doing it. But he didn't do it because competition kept him from doing it. The way to accomplish what you want out of internet neutrality is to have competition. But what you've given is a right of censorship.
But you agree we don't have competition, right?
We don't have as much as we'd like, but on the other hand, 10 years ago, we didn't have any.
I don't see much competition right
now.
You
are right in the
If 86% of Americans have two choices, both of which are big companies, their cable company and their phone company, who have already shown that they're predisposed to, you know, squeeze them for as much as they can get, I don't think that's a competition. Now, I think we all agree that fostering competition is a good thing. And that was the second vote. And I think that's a good thing.
Adam Smith said in Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith's first book, there never was a time when two capitalists sat down to have tea, but that the conversation turned to how to make government restrict competition with them.
Right.
He didn't put it quite that way, but that's what he said. Do you really believe that you, as opposed to a lobbyist for Comcast, will have more influence over the FCC when it's all done?
I think there's evidence that we did. I think Tom Wheeler, who is, in fact, was for a long time a lobbyist for both wireless and cable, probably didn't want to do this, but received 4 million comments. And I think those 4 million comments swayed the president, who does have to get elected. He does appoint the chairman of the FCC. And ultimately, I think the president swayed the chairman of the FCC to listen to the people. So I do think we have a lot of power, in fact, in this regard. Ultimately, we elect them or unelect them. And as long as people care, the citizens of the Internet care about Internet access, we have no sway with Comcast. We have no sway with AT&T. There's no question about that. It's supposed to be a government by the people, for the people. And I think we ought to act as if it is. And we do need
local government. You
would agree that some regulation is necessary. You'd agree that antitrust laws, for instance, are necessary.
I would love antitrust laws. But now, for instance, in the first place, you understand the Congress, as soon as it gets past the veto power of Obama, is going to take all this away. The Congress has made it very clear they did not intend for Title II to apply to the Internet. The Internet grew by having essentially no regulation, or damn little. So you're dealing with a temporary situation, and in fact, by the time it can be implemented, it probably will have changed the administration.
Well, and the courts we know that AT&T's already filed a brief to sue, so it's going to, the lawsuits will happen as well.
This is a moot point, because by the time this stuff gets to the courts, we'll have had another big election, and you'll find out whether your 4 million comments were really comments from people who just suddenly spontaneously sent them, or they were kind of curried by the people who wanted that kind of content.
I think that I think
Congress intended, for instance, for Chattanooga not to be able to provide wireless to its people.
They actually provide fiber. Minute the city of Philadelphia inaugurated municipal Wi-Fi, Verizon went to the Pennsylvania state legislature and made them knock it off. And that's happened in 20 states. I think that you're right. If people say government sucks, regulations suck, we have nothing to do with it, if they take the cynical route, you're right. But I think this is a case where people are starting to realize the citizens of the Internet care an awful lot about this stuff. And I think we are voters, and we are going to vote this.
Well, I agree. I think we're still going to be talking about this in 20 years.
If you give government power, it will use it.
Yeah. This is an ideological discussion. You and I differ on our views of government, and that's always going to happen.
I mean, they'll use it for what they think is good.
Yeah, but we differ on that. But I don't think. But that's an ideological or a political discussion. And I think that there's a very clear path here that we need to follow, or we are not going to get the internet we deserve. Jason, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that in one sense, we were talking about this. We've talked about this a lot, obviously. You know, in our
and on this show, and you, and I'm sure everybody has. Yeah.
And I've noticed that more and more users kind of tune out a little bit. And I think that one of the reasons they do is they expect, and I think they're right, is that we're still going to be talking about this in 10 years. We may still be talking about it in 20 years. Because if we agree that, as it now is, that the internet is a vehicle of public good, And it is. And there are now services, goods and services, but especially and government services and other things that you cannot access unless you have a decent connection to the internet or cannot access as well or research or anyway, all of those things are true. And the internet is a function of public good. And the question now is if that vehicle of public good is in the hands of private companies in a society, like in a capitalist society like ours, there is going to be a natural tension over to what they should do and what they can do, what they can't do, and what we want them to do. And so as long as that is the case, as long as, you know, this vehicle of the public good is in the hands of these private capitalistic companies, then, and, you know, the people have an idea of what they, you know, this trust that they've, that they're giving them to something that is now integral to the lives of everyday people to live their lives and to do many of the things that they need to do. You know, we're going to be having this debate indefinitely.